Like to welcome you back to All Daf Daf in Practice series. There was a couple who was blessed with many children, but they weren't yet mekayim the mitzvah of puravu. They still didn't fulfill the mitzvah of puravu because they were all the children were of the same gender. The couple was desperately eager to have a child of the other gender, so they asked whether it would be permissible for them to choose the gender of their next child through IVF and PGD. Now, a very quick explanation. PGD stands for pre-implantation genetic diagnosis. And that is when you perform IVF, you're able to fertilize multiple eggs outside of a woman. And through PGD, you're able to read the genes of those embryos. And typically this is used in order to try to find a genetic disease and discard those embryos that have that disease and only implant a healthy embryo. So this couple wanted to know whether you'd be able to use PGD in order to identify which embryos are either male or female and implant the embryo that was the gender that they were interested in. Now, specifically in this question, in order to mekayim the mitzvah, in order to fulfill the mitzvah of puravu, it's important to note that there are many poskim that are of the opinion that if a couple has children through IVF, they did not fulfill the mitzvah of puravu. And the Nishmas Avram quotes from Shlomo Zalman Orbach that even if you were to suggest that a couple could fulfill the mitzvah of puravu for having children with IVF, there certainly is no requirement to do so. So no one would suggest that this couple, that had many children of one gender, would have a chiyuv, would have a requirement to do IVF and PGD in order to have a child of the other gender. The question is whether this is permissible in the first place. Rabbi Yigal Shafran wrote a fascinating article analyzing this topic, and he presented this question to many great rabbanim in Israel. All of the rabbis that were asked all gave the same response, that they felt it was inappropriate, perhaps it was usher, for this couple to do so. But each one of them gave a different reason why. Rabbi Dov Lior felt that it would be inappropriate because you're not supposed to play God, let the world, let nature run its course. And the truth is that I'm a little bit troubled by this argument because of the Gemara in today's daf, Nida daf Ayin Aleph. The Gemara on the bottom of Ayin Amud Beis, continuing to Ayin Aleph Amud Aleph, discusses the question of Ma Yasa Adam Yelu Banam Zecharim. What could a person do in order to have male children? Now, of course, the Gemara answers, among the things you should do is to daven. You have to pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the Gemara also gives practical advice, actions to do in order to have male children. So it doesn't seem that the Gemara is teaching us that a person is supposed to take a step back and let nature run its course, but rather a person can be proactive in order to affect the trajectory of nature. But there are other reasons. Rav Mendel Shafran had a public policy concern. He was concerned about a slippery slope that if a couple is able to decide which embryo to implant based on gender, this can lead to what is known in the world of medical ethics as designer babies. People will choose exactly which genes they're interested in, which genes they're not interested in, which color eyes, which color hair, and what height a child should be. Zalman Chaim Goldberg felt on purely halakhic grounds this would be usur. And that is because the whole procedure of IVF is fraught with halakhic problems. And although there are many circumstances in which poskim would permit the procedure to be done, Rav Zalman Chaim did not feel that such circumstances warranted us to overlook the halakhic challenges that it entails.